We've been following that bulge of flooding as it snakes its way down the Mississippi River through Memphis towards New Orleans. Claire Baker knows something about what homeowners will soon face. Remember when the Cumberland and Harpeth rivers flooded the Nashville area last year? Well, they filled Claire's one-story home with water, forcing her to evacuate. After months of work, she's now back in her home and joins us to tell us how she got there. First of all, Claire, as you're watching the flooding from Memphis moving down, are you remembering your own water rising?
Oh, absolutely, Robin. It's as if somebody punched you in the stomach when you see the video on TV. Yeah. You just know the suffering that those folks are facing now and going to face with cleanup.
How much water was in your house?
I had 5 feet.
Oh, boy. Put this in context for us. What was your financial status at the time? Were you working? Did you have flood insurance?
I am a retired school teacher, so that leaves me on a fixed income. No, I did not have flood insurance.
So how did you do this? We understand you lost all your belongings except what might have been up on top shelves. Did you take the house down or gut it? What did you do?
The house was gutted. FEMA was very quick to come through, and so was the Red Cross.
What did you get from each there?
About $20,000 from FEMA, and part of that was for rent to pay for an apartment because, you know, you've got to have some place to live. And Red Cross gave me a gift card for $300.
Well, and I'm imagining that's not going to go very far. $300 sounds like a lot, but you had no clothing. You had nothing.
You have a lot of friends and a lot of other help. We had a group here that established itself in Bellevue, where I live. It's called the Catholic Charities, where there were many materials that would get you by. But it's nothing like having your own. I was blessed in that I had friends who actually took my clothes and washed them and were able to save many. So I was lucky there.
Lucky thing there. So $300 to get along, the help of friends, charity, $20,000 from FEMA. That doesn't seem like enough to rebuild a house.
No, it gets you started. I went ahead and applied for a small business loan.
Are you a small business?
And I do contract work, so yes, I was considered small business. And I qualified for a very large amount of money, around $85,000. Having a smaller home, I did not need that much. But even though it's low interest, it's still something hard to face.
It's debt.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you got thousands of dollars, a grant from FEMA you don't have to pay back, a loan from the Small Business Administration that you do. But you're finally back in your house. I'm wondering, what happened in your area? Did other people go through this as well? What did other people do?
Most everyone is back. There were some families that walked away and just let the house foreclose.
Well, I'm imagining that some of them realized they couldn't take out loans and pay things back. I mean, it just might have been too hard.
Truly, yeah. Truly.
What does it feel like to be back? Do you worry now? I mean, we're in a spring flood cycle.
When we have an extended rain, yes, I get nervous. And I've decided that that's a post-traumatic disaster syndrome. But we have to do and live, you know, life to the fullest. So we go on. One of the things, though, that's happened here in Nashville within the past year, and I hate that it takes tragedy for that to happen, our news forecasters are now on top of river levels. When it rains, you know, they will automatically kick to and say, the river levels will be this. And I think about the folks in Memphis thinking about how high that mighty Mississippi would crest, knew they were in trouble. They had more time, I think, to evacuate than I did.
Yeah. Well, and what would you say to everyone along the Mississippi now, having gone through the flooding in Nashville last year, what's the most important thing you would want to communicate to them?
You can make it back. You can certainly do it. There is a community spirit that will come of people wanting to help people. That's what our country is about. It certainly proved itself to me tenfold a year ago.
That's Claire Baker, a retired teacher in Nashville, Tennessee. Last year, her home was flooded, and she's just now, it's taken her about a year, would you say, Claire, to write her world again?
Yes.
Claire, thank you. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.